Okay, we're going to start a review on 37b, just to say over the Shita of Rabbi Yosa, because the next page we're going to be quoting Rabbi Yosa and Rabbi Chizkiya. Those are the two Shitas, because they're very similar, but there's small differences between them. So Rabbi Yosa said, we were talking about the planting was before Rosh Hashanah Shvi'as, so it's in the sixth year it was planted. Okay, then it produced the leaves before in the sixth year, and then Dichno B'Shvi'as, he crushed it in the seventh year, and he picked it in Moitzai Shvi'as. Okay, so we've got planting, growth, sixth, crushing in seventh, picking in eighth. That's his shot. So he's Mesupik, right? If you consider crushing like it's picked, so since it was crushed in the seventh year, so it belongs to Nanim. If it, because that's it was crushed in the seventh year. If it's not like it's like it's picked, then it's no problem of Svichim because it started to grow in the sixth year. It's not going to belong to the Aniyim because it was picked in the eighth year, right? That's what we said. So therefore he's Mesupik, therefore he says you make a cheshbon, and that's it. And Rabbi Yeshua holds it's Pashat, that's not like it's picked, and therefore he gets to keep it. Okay. Now Rabbi Chizkiya, and we're going to start Lama Chesam and Aleph. Rabbi Chizkiya is Pasim Asinsa Er Rosh Hashanah Shvi'as. Same thing as Rabbi Yosef, that they started in the sixth year. Then what happened? So until I have Rosh Hashanah Shvi'as, V'asa Beitza, I don't know why they repeat that. And it did produce in the sixth year, just like we said before. Now here's a change. The Dichno B'Shishas, this is the way we have the years here on the English side. And he crushed it in the sixth year also. Right? The previous one, he said he crushed it in the seventh year. He's making the crushing in the sixth year. And he uproots it in the end of the seventh year. So he doesn't get involved in the eighth year at all. Okay, so that's the difference. Oh, gosh. So,
it doesn't matter what part of the eighth year he does it.
There's no eighth year. Seventh year. Okay, so let's just work through the cheshbon. And the Gemara is going to speak it, I think. Yeah, the Gemara will speak the cheshbon. So like this. In Tamar, Dichon ki Iker, so if crushing it is like uprooting it, so cool a Baal Bayis, right? Because it was in the sixth year. There's no Shemitah in the sixth year, obviously, so he gets to keep it. In Tamar, Ein ki Iker, so then Ein Kulul a Baal Bayis, because it was picked, you go back to the Zman Lakita, and it was picked in the Shemitah year, and it has Kedusha Shriyas. Again, Lefichach, because he has a Sofik, so Yasa Cheshvan and Aniyim, he has to make an accounting. So, that is, in regard to the leaves that grew in the sixth year, the crushing, if Rabbi Eliezer said that crushing is like uprooting, hence those leaves belong to the owner. In regard to the leaves that grew in the seventh year, crushing is not like uprooting. What's going on over here? What's he doing over here? I thought he was in doubt.
Isn't that if you apply that concept to the sixth and seventh year? Mm-hmm. The suffix isn't based on your activity. The suffix is whether you apply that concept to the year. Are you more machmer during the Shemitah year?
Oh, come on.
That's what it seems like.
More machmer?
That's why...
It's one way or the other. There's no question. One second. I must have missed something over here. Let's look at footnote 5 for a second. Let's do them all. Let's do them all, okay? So, 4. Let's start from 4. I want to make sure we get this right. The loaf is deemed to have been picked in the sixth year. The vegetables following the year of their picking, the leaves are not subject to beer. That we understand because it was the sixth year. They belong to the owner. Moreover, even if the leaves that grew in the seventh year belong to the owner, Moreover, even the leaves that grew in the seventh year belong to the owner. This is the point I missed. Listen to this. If crushing is like uprooting, then once the loof was crushed in the sixth year, it's as if it was picked. Meaning that the we look at the bulb as if it's completely out of the ground. So, and it's lying in a box. So whatever leaves grow after the crushing are therefore considered as if they did not draw their nourishment from the ground, but rather from the loof itself. So therefore, even what grows during the Shemitah year is not doesn't have Kedusha Shemitah. This is an unbelievable thing over here. This is something we didn't say before, right? So again, so we're talking about he planted it in the sixth, he crushed it in the sixth, and some stuff grew also in the seventh, but he ended up picking it in the seventh as well. And since if crushing it is like picking it, so then the pshat is it's as if he pulled the loaf out of the ground, and it's as if it is only drawing nourishment from something that's sitting in a box, and therefore there's no kedusha shvi'is. It's unbelievable.
So can I ask you a question? Why on Rebbe Yosa, it says when he picked it in the sixth, but he crushed it in the seventh, he runs into a problem. Once you pick it, you pick it. Who cares that you crushed it afterwards? Right. Once it's picked, it's picked.
He didn't pick it in the sixth. In the
he
year.
Picked the leaves in the sixth year. Right?
Where?
He planted the Rosh...
Rabbi Yossi, you're doing?
Yeah.
Well, let me go back. Let me review it again. The Tau, also Beitim, Dichno B'Shvius. He didn't pick anything in the sixth. What does it say he picked in the sixth? It says he planted it before Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
It produced growth in before Rosh Hashanah. It produced growth, but that's all.
Okay.
He did not pick it.
Okay,
got it. That was just to get around the Svi commission.
Right.
And then he crushed it in the seventh. And nevertheless, the loof continued to add to its growth, and he picks it in Motzoi Shvius. Okay? Yeah. Now, over here, though, there's this new thing, this is a new idea. Let's see here. So... Now let me keep going now over here. We still have our problem.
What is the problem?
The problem I'm having is, so then why are we treating the stuff that grew in the seventh year differently than in the sixth year? He said, in the English at the top, which I missed before, he said, Rabbi Lezer said, crushing is like uprooting. Hence, those leaves belong to the owner. Got that? In regard to the leaves that grew in the seventh year, he said that crushing is not like uprooting. So those belong to the poor. That's what I'm having trouble with. So number seven. Strictly speaking, there should be no reason to make an accounting with the poor. Because if crushing is like uprooting, everything belongs to the owner. If crushing is not like uprooting, everything should belong to the poor. Nevertheless, because he's in doubt... He compromised. Oh, that's what he did. Because he was in doubt, he compromised, and he awarded the sixth year to the owner and the seventh year to the poor. That's what he did.
I thought he has to get together with the poor, and then the two of them make it.
That's what they're doing. They're figuring out what grew in the sixth and what grew in the seventh. That's the cheshbon. Okay, we got that. Your instincts were right, Shapsi. It's just that it's Reb Elazar doing it. Velaz is making the compromise. Okay.
Sorry.
Next. Okay. Next. Okay. So we have these two months. So now, the Gemara asks a simple question. Also, Ba'aretz Shlal Shonim. So let's say the loof, the Gemara, whenever it gives a number here, it means besides the seventh year. So, when it says it made it, if it grew 3 years, besides the seventh year, meaning we have a total of 4 years of growth. So then no sin lo aniyim rova. So you're going to give the aniyim a quarter of the total growth because 4 years of growth, you give 1/4, which is the seventh year, to the aniyim. Shtei shonim, if it grew for 2 years besides the shvius year, no sin lo aniyim shlish, you give them a third. And so on. Shona Achas, so it's 1 year besides the year, then you give them a half. That all goes right. Now, here's where, again, we have to have a Rash here, which is very important to number 12. So the Rash asks, again, we learned above that although the bulb of the loof endures for several consecutive years, its leaves do not. Rather, they die in the winter. So how is it ever possible for the owner to have to give the half of the leaves, or a third or a quarter? Any leaves would only have grown during the most recent winter, or else they would have died. So what's going on over here? And we're talking as if we have 4 years of growth in the leaves. Doesn't make any sense. So the Rash answers, the Bryce is discussing a case where the farmer uprooted the loof with its leaves prior to each winter, stored it in the ground, then the winter passed, takes it out of storage, replanted together with its leaves and replanted it, and it grew new leaves. So this is another one of these really weird cases.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to understand how leaves could survive so long. You know, like, I mean, my lettuce in my refrigerator doesn't last a week, and here it's lasting 4 years. It seems ridiculous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Yose Pasar Masnisa Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shviyas. So the Gemara is just summarizing now, right? So now we had Rabbi Yose on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We had Rabbi Chizkiya on Lamed Ches. The Gemara is just summarizing now, a summary line. Rabbi Yose explained the Mishnah before Rosh Hashanah on Shviyas. And Rabbi Chizkiya also was Pasa Masnisa of Rosh Hashanah Shviyas. It's like an introductory remark. Now the Gemara is going to say, now we're on 38b. Both Rabbi Yose and Rabbi Chizkiya agree that the dispute between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua revolves around whether crushing is like uprooting. Now the Gemara is going to challenge this assumption.
That's what Chizkiya said, right?
They both said it. Right? The issue is what the only distinction between them was when you did the crushing. Are you doing the crushing in the 6th year? Or are you doing the crushing in the 7th year? But the issue, though, the core issue was, is it like uprooting or not? Rabbon Bar Chiya boy Kumi Rab Zera, so he asked the question, how could you explain that? That that's the question, af b'shar shnei shavua kein. If that's true, then you have a nafgamina like this in all the other years of this. In other words, you could come up with other types of nafgaminas without the Shemitah. Forget about Shemitah. Let's just use, for instance, Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani, right? So if something, we could just speak it out. If you had something which was grew in the 2nd year and you crushed it, and then it grew in the 3rd year, so you'd have the question, is if it's like uprooting, then it's Meiser Sheni. If it's not, then it's Meiser Ani. So you'd have the same. You don't have to have Shemitah for this, right? That's basically what's going to say. Right? And that's what, and he actually gives the example of footnote 2, for example. Vegetable grew in the 3rd year and was crushed that year. Despite the crushing, it continued to produce new leaves in the 4th year, after which it was uprooted later that year. So if crushing is uprooting, then it's Meiser Ani. If it's not, then it would be the 4th year Meiser Sheni. That's just an example. So now the Gemara says, Hatani, we have a Brisa. We're going to prove from this Brisa that they do not disagree in the other years of the Shemitah cycle. That's what we're going to prove. So what the Gemara is going to do here is, just to put it in a framework here, you, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chizkiya are both trying to give us this understanding that it's a question of whether crushing is like uprooting or not. But if I can show you that in the other years of the Shemitah that there is no machlokas about this crushing business, then that couldn't be the machlokas. And that's what we're going to prove in a second. And therefore, the end result will be what? That the machlokas has nothing to do with crushing at all, but we're going to go back to our original mahalach that it's totally in whether the Shemitah year, whether the beer goes to the aniyim, only, or whether the beer goes both Bein Lani and Bein Lashirim, our original assumption, which we're going to end up with Masakon. And I'm just told you the summary of the whole Gemara now. So now let's do it inside. But Hotani, we have a Brisa. The 2nd year of the Shviyas cycle, entering into the 3rd year, he cannot crush the onion nor withhold its water. Now this is referring to we had a Gemara before on 17a. So if you want to go back to 17a, which you have in your volumes, 17a, it's 17a1, there's a Mishnah over there, it's Halacha 6 in the second paragraph. It says over there that if you have B'tzolim Hasarisim, if you have B'tzolim which don't have seeds, Shemona Mehem Mayim Shal Shemiyom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. So the rule is normally vegetables go Basubat Zman Lekita. But the Mishnah over there says what? It says that if you withheld water from the onion for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that will make it so that you do not go, you go backwards, because you make it that it is no longer considered a vegetable that's growing into the, because the main reason for the vegetables going bust is malakita is because that's when you're constantly feeding them water, and so there's a lot of growth going on, so you're going to go after the malakita. But if you're going to withhold water, then you're going to go bust for the previous year. That's what the Mishnah says, basically. So we're saying the same thing you sowed over here. So if you're in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, and if you were going to go ahead and withhold the water, so it's a neat trick, because you're Talmud Chacham, you understand. If you're going to go ahead and withhold the water, then and it's going to be considered like it's the second year produce, then you end up with the produce. It's Ma'aser Sheni. But if you're going to let it just grow Kedarko, then it'll end up going into the third year, and then it'll be collected in the third year, and it'll be all my Sroni, I'm going to lose it all. So I'm very smart. I go ahead and I hold off the water for 30 days. That's what the Mishnah, that's what Brisa says. You're not allowed to do that. Einam adachno, you can't crush it. Ve'einam aneam imenu mayim, you can't withhold water. V'shoshihei my Sroni, because you want it to be, the Chazal wanted it to be my Sroni. And now we have the opposite way. If it was the Maaser Oni year, and it's going into the fourth year, which is a Maaser Sheni year, Midachno, you can crush it. Because we don't mind that, because that way it'll go to the Aniyim. Right? So this Bryce says clearly that you're not allowed, that you are or not allowed to crush things. And obviously, crushing is considered like picking. It's a davar pashut in the braisa. You can or you cannot do it based on the example. So, and it's not subject to a machlokes or a suffix, right, the way that Rabbi Yossi and Chizkiah were explaining it. So that's what the English says. Accordingly, we must say that the dispute between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua is not like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chizkiah were explaining it, whether crushing is like uprooting. But rather, it's like we said, Rabbi Abu said in 36b, that they dispute only whether the poor can eat the produce after the beer or the rich, okay? Now, Luf Shel Erev Shviyah is the final thing. Luf of the year before Shviyah, what does it say? Enter the seventh year while still attached to the ground. And Kate Sonim onions, matter in fertile soil. But Shami says, you can't uproot them with regular metal spades. You can use spades of wood. Beisel says you can use mattocks of metal. Rabbi Yosef, Hashem Rabbi Law, Tiftob Shah Koran Atshalot Simcho. It's talking about you uprooted them before they sprouted leaves. What does that mean? Once they sprout leaves, then you can't uproot them at all with any kind of a utensil. Because if you're going to uproot them once they have growth of leaves, then what's going to happen? It's going to stop growing. It's going to stop growing any further, and you're going to be over on la'achal la'hafsin. So you have to be talking about where they haven't started growing. That's what it says over here. Chazonish says, the Mishnah says it's forbidden to pick produce or shrews before it reaches the stage in which it is edible, because it's forbidden to because of la'achal la'hafsin. Picking produce before it can be eaten is a form of wasting. Rav Law states that the Mishnah must be referring to the loof had not begun producing new leaves. Once new leaves begin to grow, however, and did not reach the stage of edibility, uprooting the loof would cause the young leaves to be wasted and would be forbidden. That's basically the pshat. The chaver tzolim ha-kitzonim, and that is kitinoi. Tzolim kitzonim are summer onions. Ad kan, daf lamukhas. All 12.